Immigration is one of the most divisive issues in the country, including the battle over the so-called Dreamers. But you may not have heard that concern over immigration policy has led to a surge in applications for citizenship among those currently holding green cards. And some of those seeking to become full citizens are getting help from an unlikely source, using Americana to help create Americans.
So this was the United States in its entirety in the beginning. This is how we started out as a country.
On the bottom floor of New York City's oldest museum, groups of immigrants are working to become American citizens. They range in age, origin, and aspirations.
How long have you been in America?
57 years.
Wow. So why now?
Because I want to vote.
Green card holders like Ingrid Kaminsky are part of the Citizenship Project. The free 6-week course uses artifacts from the New York Historical Society to help students pass the civics test required to become a citizen.
The Louisiana Purchase, okay? So, how would you describe the Louisiana Purchase? It's large, right?
In the classroom, a map shows how the Louisiana Purchase doubled the size of the United States. But the real lesson happens at the exhibit, a red stain on the official document signed by Napoleon.
It's not blood. What else is red and popular in France?
Wine.
Wine. Very good. This is a wine stain on the Louisiana Purchase original document.
These details add humanity to the history, which might just help the students pass the test.
Immigration is one of the most divisive issues in the country, including the battle over the so-called Dreamers. But you may not have heard that concern over immigration policy has led to a surge in applications for citizenship among those currently holding green cards. And some of those seeking to become full citizens are getting help from an unlikely source, using Americana to help create Americans.
So this was the United States in its entirety in the beginning. This is how we started out as a country.
On the bottom floor of New York City's oldest museum, groups of immigrants are working to become American citizens. They range in age, origin, and aspirations.
How long have you been in America?
57 years.
Wow. So why now?
Because I want to vote.
Green card holders like Ingrid Kaminsky are part of the Citizenship Project. The free 6-week course uses artifacts from the New York Historical Society to help students pass the civics test required to become a citizen.
The Louisiana Purchase, okay? So, how would you describe the Louisiana Purchase? It's large, right?
In the classroom, a map shows how the Louisiana Purchase doubled the size of the United States. But the real lesson happens at the exhibit, a red stain on the official document signed by Napoleon.
It's not blood. What else is red and popular in France?
Wine.
Wine. Very good. This is a wine stain on the Louisiana Purchase original document.
These details add humanity to the history, which might just help the students pass the test.
Immigration is one of the most divisive issues in the country, including the battle over the so-called Dreamers. But you may not have heard that concern over immigration policy has led to a surge in applications for citizenship among those currently holding green cards. And some of those seeking to become full citizens are getting help from an unlikely source, using Americana to help create Americans.
So this was the United States in its entirety in the beginning. This is how we started out as a country.
On the bottom floor of New York City's oldest museum, groups of immigrants are working to become American citizens. They range in age, origin, and aspirations.
How long have you been in America?
57 years.
Wow. So why now?
Because I want to vote.
Green card holders like Ingrid Kaminsky are part of the Citizenship Project. The free 6-week course uses artifacts from the New York Historical Society to help students pass the civics test required to become a citizen.
The Louisiana Purchase, okay? So, how would you describe the Louisiana Purchase? It's large, right?
In the classroom, a map shows how the Louisiana Purchase doubled the size of the United States. But the real lesson happens at the exhibit, a red stain on the official document signed by Napoleon.
It's not blood. What else is red and popular in France?
Wine.
Wine. Very good. This is a wine stain on the Louisiana Purchase original document.
These details add humanity to the history, which might just help the students pass the test.